Blog Talk Radio.
Encourage my soul and let us journey on. Though the night is dark and I am far from home, thanks be to God, the morning light appears. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. The storm is passing over. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever storms that are going on in our lives, we stand on the word of God, bless him and praise him. Hallelujah. And keep giving glory unto him. Hallelujah. And we will realize, glory to God, God has everything in control. He says, glory to God, that we can do all things through him, but nothing without him. And if we stand on the promises of the Lord, that at a written maketh no sorrow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. As the word of God, let us know that we need to keep on the whole armor of God, and we got to be battle ready for every situation that occurs in life. Hallelujah. Having on the whole armor of God, knowing that our Redeemer lives and he lives within us. Hallelujah. Nobody can do us like Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy and righteous name. No matter what. Hallelujah. We got to make sure that we keep looking at, to the hills with cometh our help, and we do realize it comes from the Lord. And glory to God as he we stand, looking up to him as the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to have the faith to know that no matter what goes on, he'll never leave us nor forsake us, and he got a plan to turn it around for our good. God must be Lord of all or not Lord at all. There is no second place with God. You can't serve two masters. Glory to God. We can't be a part-time lover of God. And we can't serve, glory to God, him and mammon and our flesh. Hallelujah. He has to be the only one so he can get the glory. God wants our heart, and he wants us to be in a place to keep a spirit of repentance and a heart of obedience and submission to his will. Praise the Lord. It's only two of us so far, and I'm the third person. But in the meantime, we're going to believe God. Glory to God for who that has an ear to hear and to know that it's a holiday time for the mothers. Every day is the Lord's day, and as a mother, if you're a mother or parent, that's something that you do every day, maybe in stages, because they grow up to be adults, but they still yet, hallelujah, sometimes have to listen out for the wisdom that we give them. So in the meantime, we want to bless the Lord for this time that is set aside, that mothers can be recognized and appreciated. Praise the Lord. And some has gone on to glory, but still yet even what the deposit they have made in the lives of their family, but the ones that are here, we pray God's blessings upon them and strength and encourage them, even as the spiritual mothers as well. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be unto the Most High God. We bless God because he is truly worthy of the praise and of the honor. Bless the Lord. We thank God again tonight. Hallelujah for Divine Connection Prayer Line. God, that God's blessed where we spend time interceding in prayer for various things and people and situations and circumstances. But every second and fourth Sunday, we have that time that the ministers of the gospel come forth and share and make a deposit in our lives from what God has placed in their spirit. So thank the Lord. We have some more online. So we're going to go on, praise God, and have our scripture reading. And we're also going to have prayer. And we're going to release Glory to God. Glory to God, ourselves over into the hands of the Lord to bless, especially the speaker of the hour, our own prophet, Bird, tonight will bring us a word that God has placed some things in our spirit for a few couple of weeks or so, or a few weeks or now, can't remember how long, maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, that God blessed for her to share with us tonight. So we're looking forward with our antenna, spiritual ears open to he that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say, as we make ourselves available and get that word in our spirit so we can operate accordingly. So we bless the Lord. Amen. So we have at least five, and we're not sure who else will come on because we know, like we said, it's time that people may be spending some time with their family, and some may come on later. But nevertheless, they can always go back and look at listen to it on the WW Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Praise the Lord, that address, and listen for what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But right now, we're going to get it hot off the press. So in the meanwhile, our scripture reading tonight, praise the Lord, will be Romans 15:5 says, may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each that Christ Jesus had. Praise the Lord. And there was one other that was, praise the Lord, I'm trying to see if I still can see it. John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. Help us to continue to be encouraged and stand fast and hold fast to the promises of the Lord. His word is truth. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we bless you tonight. Thank you so much for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord God, as we look unto the hills with coming to our help, we realize it coming from the Lord, our Lord Jesus. Thank God for salvation, for healing, for deliverance, for glory to God, blessing us with the power of forgiveness. Thank you, Lord God, as you continue to give us a mind like never before to serve you. God, as we humble ourselves before you, we give praise and honor to you, and we deny this flesh. God, I pray that you will bless your woman servant tonight. God, as you, the word is already anointed, but anoint her to bring forth everything that you placed in her spirit for us tonight. That glory to God, that we will be able to hear and be doers of it and be encouraged, inspired, even if it's correction or whatever, bringing us aware. Whatever we want to do, God, help us to be willing to, glory to God, deny this flesh and more and be a place and a vessel that you can channel your anointing through, and then we can be able to use what you give us to walk in the authority and more power, glory to God, to put the enemy to flight, to bring deliverance to your people and also bring the word of salvation and encouragement. We love you today. We bind up Satan, all of the cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Be eradicated now in the name of Jesus. We thank you again, too, Lord, tonight as we bless you. And thank you so much, glory to God, for those that need a healing, a deliverance, or encouragement, that, God, you are moving on their behalf as, glory to God, we speak, and that that's still yet to come. We glorify you because you are worthy of every praise. Ah, God, I bless you and I honor you. I thank you so much for all that you do every day. Cover us all under the blood and dispatch your angels. And God, as we thank you, Lord God, for that word that's coming forth out of your vessel. Use her for your glory in Jesus' name. We bind you up, Satan, and all your little cohorts, every setup, trap, plot, plan, and scheme. Be eradicated now. And we call back forth the peace, the joy, the strength, the courage to continue to stand and do what God has required of us, glory to God, this night, hallelujah, and days and months and years to come. We speak life and glory to God, health and wholeness in Jesus' name, amen. At this time, praise the Lord, we're going to have none other than our own prophet, Lillian Bird, to come forth and speak and allow the Lord to use her in her own way. So at this time, receive the woman of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the line tonight, all the mothers in Zion. and all of the women who have stood in the gap as mothers. So I just want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. Father, we do praise you and honor you today. We give you glory and we give you thanks. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy, your grace. We thank you for loving us and keeping us and watching over us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, for this word that you've given me for the body tonight. I pray that it will be received, God, and I pray that I will deliver this word as you gave it to me. And, Father, I thank you for the people online tonight. I thank you that they will be blessed by the word. I thank you, Father, that your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish what it sent out to do. So, Father God, we do honor you and praise you tonight. Ask for your divine guidance, God, because you know the purpose for everything. So, God, we just bless you, we love you, and we trust you. It's in Jesus' precious name now we pray, as I decree, so that you may increase, God, and speak through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to try to get through this and not be with you that long tonight. But I had a dream March the 26th, and I sought to share this dream with Pastor BJ, and she asked me to share it with the body. So I'm going to share this dream tonight. I, March the 16th, I had come down with COVID. A couple of days before that, had gone to the doctor. Maybe it was about a week. And I went to the doctor, and because I had a test here that I did, and I was positive for COVID. And went to the doctor. They checked me. Everything was good. Didn't have a temp or anything. Just had a sore throat and a really bad headache. And they told me that all I needed to do was to isolate for 5 days and then to wear a mask if I go out for 5 days. And so that was what I was doing. Well, it was the day after my 5 days, and I was in the bed, and I had this terrible headache. I mean, it was really bad. And dizzy. And so I had taken something laid in the bed to go to sleep, and I got a call from Carmelita. And she was excited about the word she had heard. She'd been to two churches, and she was just bubbling over and excited about how God had moved. And while I'm laying there, I was a little bit groggy, a little bit sleepy. But in that process, my spirit man was just rejoicing with her. I mean, my spirit man was just jumping in the inside of me. And she prayed for me, and then she got off the phone, and I fell into a deep sleep. And I had this dream, and when I woke up, I thought, what did I dream, and what did that dream mean? And when God gives me a dream and bring it back precise the way he gave it to me, I know that he's saying something to me and saying something to us as the body of Christ. In this dream, I dreamed that I was in my house, and I was just sweeping. I was sweeping my house out and making sure everything was clean. And I got a knock on the door. And when I went to the door and opened the door, these men were standing out on the outside of the door. And all of them had weapons, and they had their hands raised. And I tried to shut the door back, but they pushed their way in. And they start coming in, and I start fighting. I start fighting. And they pushed me against the wall. And when they pushed me against the wall, all of a sudden, I heard another knock at the door. And the men said to me, well, you can go answer that door, but you better not tell them what's going on. Because they had told me that they come to kill and steal and destroy. They were going to destroy me. And they told me, so when you go to that door, don't you say nothing. Don't you tell them what's going on in here. And you come back in here. And I went to the door, and I opened up the door, and all these big, strong men were standing at the door. And they said to me, are you all right? And then I thought about it. I stood there for a minute, and I said, do they think I'm coming back in here, and these big, strong men out here? And I stepped out the door, and I said, no, those men are trying to kill me. And when I said that, the men came in, and they started doing battle, but they told me to run. And I started running. And as I was running, it was almost like a cafe outside that I would run to. And I was aware that these men were still behind me. Some of them were still behind me. And once I would get there, I would tell these people there, and they would get up and fight for me. And this happened several times as I was running. And at the last place I come to as I'm running, all of a sudden I run into this building. And when I get inside of this building, I'm against the wall, and I can't go any further. And I think, oh, my God, am I trapped in here? And I can see the enemy still on the outside. I can see him standing on the outside. And all of a sudden, I look over, and I see this narrow path. There's nobody in it. It's like it's hidden behind this wall. And I start walking down this path, and when I get to the end of this path and come out, the men and women of God is just praising God and singing. And I began to prophesy and preach and teach, and all of a sudden I woke up, and I asked God, what is the significance of that dream? What did that dream mean? And this is what God said to me, that when we sweep a house, I was sweeping, and when we sweep a house clean, that means we're getting out the enemy, the devil, the demons, out of our house by praying and sanctification and whatever we're doing, the enemy will come back, and he comes back with seven stronger demons. And God said to me that when the enemy came back, now what we have to understand about demons is that demons like to possess a human. But demons cannot possess Christians. Now, demons can possess people. We know that. That people that are possessed, they will manifest themselves within that person. They will speak through them, and not in the person's voice, but in another voice. We see people crawling around like snakes and even this levitation and all of that stuff. That is when a person is possessed, that demon had come in to live. Because we know in Matthew 9:22, when Jesus come and he meets these men that have been possessed by these demons, and when he casts the demons out, now they know who Jesus is, and they don't want him to just cast them out into the atmosphere, but they asked him to cast them out, but they want it to go into something else. Well, see, they can do damage inside a person. They can do more damage than they can just in the atmosphere. And Jesus cast them out, and they went into the swine, and the swine drowned themselves to keep from being possessed by those demons. So demons can't possess Christians, but demons can enter us by demonic influence. That means through your mind. You know, that enemy can come in and put things in your mind, and we will act upon whatever that enemy put in our mind. So when I'm sweeping and I come to the door and the enemy want to come in and the enemy want to take over because the house is clean and swept, anytime we clean this house, anytime we get rid of anything that's not of God out of it, we got to replace it with something. And that is the word of God. God fill up all those empty places. We got to pray without ceasing. And we got to stand firm, rooted, and grounded in the word of God so that when the enemy come back, he cannot find that place to lodge or to live in anymore. And so when the enemy came in, what they did was they had their weapons drawn. But no weapons formed against us shall prosper. They could not use those weapons. But they had the weapons in their hands like they come to destroy me. And I was fighting. But I was fighting with the power that was within me. And when that door, the knock came on the door again, I went out. It was the angels that God had sent forth already for me. And so the devil would try to influence me by saying to me, don't say nothing when you get to that door. Keep that to yourself and come back in here. So many times we let the devil fool us when we're going through different situations and different things that we won't speak up. That's the devil influencing us in our mind. Keep quiet. Don't really let people know what's going on with you. You can fight this thing by yourself. You don't need any help from anybody else. Those are lies. And what the enemy will do, he will plant fear in us. And I like when Joyce Miles says, false evidence appearing real. And this will, it will manifest itself, because that's what the devil wants to do. So a lot of us sometimes are going through things by ourselves because we have been influenced by these demonic spirits. That's when the Bible always tells us to take no thoughts. See, our minds got to be clear. Our minds got to be filled with the word of God. We got to constantly be seeking him, because if we don't, the devil will come in and fill us up with the lies and tell us all types of things, because he do. They come in to kill, steal, and destroy us. And in that moment, I realized, ain't no way I'm going back in there. So God is saying to us today that when the enemy comes in like a flood, God has already raised that standard. My help was already there. It was already there, because the battle is not ours. That battle belongs to God. If we are his children, if we're in constant communion with God. He has already put things in order for us, but we got to act upon that, and we cannot listen to the schemes and the schisms of the devil, because he can't tell the truth. He can't do nothing but speak lies. So the enemy's saying to us, don't tell nobody nothing. Go through this in silence. Can't nobody help you. And we buy that lie of the enemy. And that's what God was showing me, that enemy wanted to get me by myself so that he could kill me and destroy me. And it doesn't have to be a physical death, but the enemy can come in and destroy your witness. The enemy can come in and destroy your peace. The enemy just won't, he's just messing with us. And that is how the enemy would come in for the Christian, is he would get into your mind. So we have to cast down every thought, every high thing, every imagination, everything that come against the knowledge and the word of God. We got to cast it down so that we can keep the enemy from messing with our minds. And I'm running. And I asked God, what is this that I'm running? And God said, it's life. We're in a race. Every day we're running for our lives, y'all. We're running for our lives. And that is just like coming out of one situation, going into something else that is waiting on us. And in that process, as I'm running, I did look back one time to see where the enemy was. And God was saying to me, you know, the only reason we need to be looking back at our past circumstances, a situation, as if it can be a help to somebody else. Because the enemy comes in to kill, steal, and destroy. And he do it through our minds. 2 Corinthians 10:5 again said, cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that reason is, again, that the devil will have you looking at something that happened in your youth, happened when you was a child. And believe it or not, it will keep you captive and held to that thing where you can't move anywhere. You just think about it, and it makes you feel some kind of way. And it becomes a place where we have allowed the enemy to come in and occupy our mind. So when that enemy comes in, and I'm telling you, that enemy will have us imagining all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you things that's going to happen that haven't happened. Building up lies and that the enemy feeds you. And if we take those thoughts in, guess what? We are in captivity to the demonic influences of the world. Because that's what happens a lot when people listen and get the stuff off of the TV and YouTube and all of that stuff, and they go and shoot up a school, killing people. It was because they allowed something else. Now, it could be a possession if they're not saved. But it could just be influencing by demonic forces if you are a Christian. So we can be influenced by demonic forces. So that's why God tell us to cast down imaginations and those thoughts that the enemy bring us, because it keeps us in captivity. And having in a readiness to reverence all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. We got to have God in our lives. We got to keep the word in our eyesight. We have to know the word, and we have to stand firmly rooted and grounded in the word of God. So when these things come, because they're coming, They're coming. I don't care how much you pray. I don't care how much you read the Bibles. I don't care how much you know. The enemy will come in on you because he's going to do his job. But we have to know the tactics of the enemy, and we have to know that God has already put in place that we need. Everything was in place, and as I'm running, and God is telling me, just live in life. You're going to run into something else in your life, and I did. Every time I'm traveling, I'm going somewhere, now I'm aware that the enemy is behind me. I know that the enemy is coming to destroy me, but I'm just walking through life. But God wants us to know that the battle is not ours, that the battle belongs to him. God wants us to know that we have to resist the enemy and he has to flee. And that resistance is when I know without a doubt that our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That's 2 Corinthians 10:14. The battle is not yours. Give it to God. What you need to do is pray. What we need to be in that constant commune with him. And I'm telling you, before you even get there, God has already prepared to wait for you. God already got in place what you need when you get there. You know, Sister Alexander always say, you got to know who you are, baby. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. And when we know who we are, we know that God is always for us and never against us. We know that he is the author and the finisher of all faith. We know that we can make it through him. We know that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. The world has no hold on us that we don't give them. We got to open up a door and let them in. So we got to stay connected to God. We got to stay connected to that source because he is the source of everything. He is God, and above him there are none other. And he's going to fight your battle for you. But we still got to, we got to run the race. We're in it to win it. I could not stop running. I'm still running. I'm still walking. And I'm aware that the enemy is after me. But now there is no fear because I know that God got me. And every place that I got, because the places that I was stopping was different things that happen in our lives. The enemy will use anything that he can to get you off track. The enemy will use anything he can to get back in. That enemy wants to come back in and destroy you. He can get in on your job. You know, you can have prayed a good prayer. You could have stood against a lot of things and go to work, and your coworker comes against you and calls you to open up your door, and all of the thoughts come in, and now you're taking in other stuff. Have you ever went through something where you get so mad, you can almost see it because you have let the enemy push you just that far? You've opened up a door. When we get to that position, and that's what the enemy wants to do, don't ever think that the enemy is going to let you alone. They're not. The enemy is constantly after you because he might not be able to take your soul. He might not be able to take you to hell, but he can stop your ministry. He can stop your witness. He can stop what God has for you because he can just shut you down by the cares of this world. We got to know that we're in this world, but we're not of it. And all of the stuff that's going on around us, we have to be careful what we take in. Because when we take in so much stuff, we open up a door. And now I'm sick in my body, and I don't know why. I've taken in a throat, just like I was. I took in that throat about that COVID, even though I know that that was supposed to be my last day. And I didn't finish with that because after that dream, I got up. God told me to get up out of bed. You don't have COVID. There ain't nothing but the enemy trying to bring it back. And I got up out of that bed, that headache, and everything left. Because that's what the enemy wants to do. And he'll make you feel bad. He'll make you feel like you're sick. He'll make you think you need to take that medicine when you don't. When I went through that cancer treatment, my doctor gave me some pills, and they're supposed to stop the production of hormones because cancer cells produces those hormones so that when the cancer come in, the cancer can feed off of the hormones that it produced in your body. And so what they would do, they would give you a pill that stops you from producing progesterone and estrogen. But what it did for me when I start taking that pill is my bones began to hurt. Because we know we need those hormones to have strong bones. And so I went to my doctor and I said, I stopped taking them. I said, because these pills, I'm just making my bones and everything ache. And so at that point, she put me on another one. But when I went to pick them up, the cost of those things, I thought, there's no way I can pay that much for pills, and I was supposed to be on them pills for 5 years. And I went back to the Word of God that said, by my stripes you are healed. Hallelujah. And I said, you know what? I'm not taking another pill. I don't need them. Cancer's not coming back in my body. Take no throat. Cast down every imagination, every high thing, because it's the enemy come to keep you trapped. And so I stopped taking them. And I'm believing God right now that I am healed because he told me I was. And I'm going to stand on his word. So when we're walking through life, the enemy is always trying to trap you into something. The enemy is all the time trying to make God's word look like a lie. And that's what God was showing me. It's the life that you're walking through. And the enemy will never stop attacking you. Because, again, he wants your peace. He wants your witness. He wants everything that you've got. And if he can convince us that he's stronger than we are, then he will overtake us. But we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a God. He told us in 2 Chronicles, he told us to be not dismayed, for the Lord thy God was with us. And he said that the battle was not ours, but it was his. And that's what God was showing me as I kept walking and as the enemy kept pursuing me. This battle is not yours. This battle belonged to me. The enemy can't do no more than I let him do because I've already, at every stage in my life, God had set something in place for me. The enemy could not come. The enemy came against me, but the enemy could not win against me because God had everything in place for me. And I want you to know tonight, regardless of what you are going through, remember that no weapons formed against you are going to prosper. They're going to be formed, but they can't prosper against you, because if God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you. And so we can rest in him. We can take our abode in him and know that regardless of what is going on, he's already made a way of escape for you. He has already gone before you and made every crooked way straight. And so even as I've continued to run, and I continued to run in this dream, knowing that the enemy was behind me, I finally got to this place and I ran in it. And when I got to this place and ran up against that wall, and I looked down, and I saw this little place in the wall that I would walk through. God reminded me of Matthew 7:13. Enter ye in at the straight gate. Everybody's not going to find this gate. For wide the gate and broad the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. There's so many people, and that street, that wide street, represents the world. And it's so much out there in the world for us if we get caught up in it. And a lot of us, we get caught up in wealth. We get caught up as who is who. We get caught up in things and cars and jobs. And we think that those type of things tell us who we are. But those are things that keep us trapped. Those are things that keep us bound up. Those are things that keep us from depending on God. Those are things that keep us from looking to the hills of which cometh all help. You know, there was a time in my life where I worked two jobs all my life, just working two jobs, having this and having that, in a car accident, was out of work for a whole year, and couldn't get no money nowhere. And God said to me, you know, you've always thought that your jobs were your source. But God wanted to show me that he's the source of everything for me. I did not go without food. God opened doors, and I can't tell you how things happen now, because they wouldn't even give me a food stamp. I was living in a house, and I was renting a house out, and that meant that I couldn't get nothing. No help from nobody. Had spent every dime I had. And there was times, y'all, I didn't have food to eat. And I would get a few pennies and try to go to the store and get things. But guess what? God provided for me. Even after that, God even changed money for me in the store. He is our source of everything. So we got to know that in this thing called life, as we travel this road, that there is a way that seems right to a man. We can get caught up in the world system. We can get caught up in everything that's going on in the world. But guess what? Many people do. Many people get caught up in that. And that's why God said, enter ye at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. So many people get caught up. And that was what God showed me when I got to that end and had no place to go. And he showed me that little narrow street in the back of that room that I went down. And he said, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. I know tonight that all of us on this line, and I hope that we have found that straight gate, that gate that will lead to salvation, that gate that will lead to life. And that's what happened to me. That when I came off of that road, hallelujah, I was in the midst of the saints of God as they began to lift up hands and praise God, as they began to just honor him and give him glory. I just want to encourage everybody on the line tonight, know who you are in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that the enemy will come. He is going to come. He's going to try to kill, steal, and destroy you. That's his job. That's what he come to do. But God wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. Because I want you to know that your prayers has not gone unanswered. When we pray, because during the time that I was running, I don't know how much praying I was doing. But I want to tell you that the prayers of the saints have already gone up to God. They've already gone up and the answers have already come down. And God has already made a way of escape for you for whatever's going to come against you tomorrow. He already has something in place for you. The angels are already in their position, and they're waiting to do battle for you. You belong to God. And he will not let anything pluck you out of his hand. He will not let anything take advantage over you. God will not let anything bother you if you trust him, if you keep him first, if you believe his word is true. You got to believe when you pray that God has heard you and he's answered you. When I told myself there is no cancer in my body and it can't come back, I had to believe it. My faith wasn't in the pills they told me I need to take. But my faith was in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I stand on it to this day. I would never have cancer again, and I'm not taking that medication. That's how much I trust God. That's how much I believe God. That's how much I've placed my life in his hand. Because, see, we got to stand on his word. We got to stand on his promises. If God said it, he will do it. The problem with the body of Christ is that we are praying, we are praying, we are praying, but we don't believe what we're asking God for. We really don't believe he can do it. But there is going to come a test. There's going to come a time. There's going to come a time where we're going to have to stand on the word of God without compromise. There's going to come a time when I'm just going to have to take him at his word. And we all got to come there because God got work for us to do. We are in the army, huh? We are in the army of the living God. And we got to know that we got to stay some time and fight, but the battle is already won. Hallelujah. We got to just stand. We got to be in place. We got to have our whole armor on. And we win. And we win. When I got to that place where it looked like it was no way out, and I thought it was the end, God gonna have a way of escape for all of his children. We got to praise God for his word. We got to pray in the name of Jesus. It belongs to every child of God. Every child of God got to pray. Therefore, run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. That's Hebrews 12:1-2. God's word is able to build you up. God's word is able, hallelujah, to give you your rightful inheritance. And it's not here, y'all. It ain't in the little stuff that we get here. Your inheritance is not here. We come from another kingdom. We come from another place. We serve another master. I know that we're in the world, but we're not of it. So God wants us to know tonight that we are in a race. And we are in a race for our lives. Every day. Every day. Satan never takes a holiday. You know, it's Mother's Day today, and thank God, because some people went out with their families, and some people just, it's a day off, and and nothing wrong with that. But we got to know that God never takes a day off, and that every time you pray, every prayer that you send up to God, it comes back. I sort of had this vision, and this was about Jacob's ladder. You remember when Jacob went to sleep and he slept with his head on the rock, and he had this vision of this ladder coming down, and this is just my perception of that ladder. And he did see angels ascending and descending in Jacob's ladder. And when I looked at it, I said, God, that's the prayers of the saints that the angels are taking up, and it's the prayers of the thanks, the answers that the angels are bringing back down. It's a constant up and down. Angels ascending and descending, and they're doing it on your behalf. Doing it on your behalf. So we got to be careful what we let in these temples. That's what God was showing me. We got to be careful what we let in these temples. And we got to know, yeah, that the devil cannot possess us. It's making us do certain things, but he certainly can influence us in our mind. Take no thoughts. Take no thoughts, the word of God tell us. Cast down imagination and every high thing. Because sometimes we see something, And the devil making us imagine the wrong thing. I mean, something happened, and we go to the end. They gonna die. Something else gonna happen. How can they live after that? What they gonna do after that? That's an imagination, and the devil brings that to torment us. So again, let's know who we are in Christ Jesus. That was just that dream that God gave me, and I know it's for me. I know it's for me because there are times that if I'm not very careful, I can be sitting in here and things that happened 20 years ago playing in my mind. People said something to me that I didn't like. I never said nothing then, but now my mind is playing that thing over. We got a lot of people that's carrying that stuff because they took a throat. They became captive to what happened when they was children. It's in us. Because, you know, I think about this thing with a lot of women that I've talked to. And most women that I've talked to, that's a certain age, have been violated sexually. As children, some from family members, some just being out on a date, because those things weren't taken serious like they are now. And sometimes those things would come back, that people recall those things, and it takes them back to another place. We can't let those things stay in our minds and in our throats and in our hearts. We got to cast them and know that God is always for us, that God has a plan for our lives. God has that plan for our lives. Our Father is always with us. Not only has he given us his word, but he has also given us the Holy Spirit to help us. when we don't know what to pray or how to pray. Always know that God is there for you. We got to praise God in good times and in bad times, because our Father has provided his people with every possible avenue to ensure their complete and total victory in this life, in the name of Jesus. So I want you to know that you're covered tonight. I want you to know that there is nothing that's going to happen to you from this day on that God don't know about. He already had a plan. He already got it worked out. He just wants you to continue to pray and trust him with every situation. You got to trust God. And know that if he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it. Why? Because he already knew it was going to happen. Nothing catches God by surprise. You're surprised, but he's not. And he's already made a way of escape for you when you get there. So stay connected to God. Trust him with everything in you. I don't care who's whispering in your ears. You got to know that God is for you. And he's more than the whole world against you. You got to know that God loves you and he cares for you. And God has a purpose for all our lives. And we say this all the time. The power lies within God's word. God's word is powerful. It is anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God does not lead us apart from the Word. For the Word is of the Spirit of God. We apply this Word personally to ourselves and to others, not adding to or taking away from it, in the name of Jesus. Apply the Word to every situation and keep going. Don't worry, don't look back, and don't take no thoughts. Father, we do thank you tonight for who you are. We thank you for loving us, God, and creating us in your image and in your likeness. We thank you for the purpose that you placed in each of us, God, even in our mother's womb. We thank you, Father God, that you have prepared us for every situation in life. You've already gone before us and made every crooked way straight. We thank you, Father God, for loving us that much. And help us, Father God, that we love each other the same way. It's a command that we love our enemies as well as we love our friends and our families. That we love them enough to pray for them. That we love them enough not to be moved by what we see, but to be moved by every word, Father God, that proceeds out of your mouth. Help us, Father God, to run this race that we put our hands on the plow, and help us not to look back, Father God, but to keep our eyes on the straight and narrow, God, because if you're for us, you're more than the whole world against us. We love you, Father, because we know you loved us. We know that you love us, Father God. So, God, I thank you for this word tonight, and I pray, Father God, that we know who we are in you. That's the important thing, Father God, that we know who we are in you and that we keep that word in our mouths and we stand on it regardless of what it looks like around us. So I bless each person on this line tonight, especially the mothers, Father God. I pray for those mothers, Father God, that have wayward children. I pray for those mothers, Father God, who's standing in the gap for their children. I pray for those mothers, Father God, that don't even know where their children are. Let them know, Father God, if they bring them to you and put them in your hand, Father God, that you got a plan, You got a plan better than any plan that they could ever have. So, Father God, I bless mothers tonight. And I ask in Jesus' name that they find peace within you and within your word. And I pray, Father God, for the ones that don't have children. God, I know that you would give them children that they didn't even have. And help us always, God, just to stand without compromise. God, we love you tonight. We praise you and we trust you. And we thank you for this thing called life. And that we will know that there is eternity waiting for each of us if we just hold out until tomorrow. Everything will be all right. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I give it back over to you, sister.
Praise you, Jesus. The people bless the Lord for a powerful word tonight. And thank the Lord for already having a plan prepared for us in spite of all that we go through, but having the trust in the Lord and stressing the fact to know who you are. As you said, Mother Alexander tells us all the time, and praise God, we just got to know for sure in order to get the answers from the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank God for, as time went on, more people came on, so we're leaving the lines open for anyone that needs prayer. Then we're going to take those prayer requests and then give space for any remarks. Praise the Lord. So I've opened up all the lines. So if anyone have any prayer requests from hearing this mighty word of God that God spoken through this vessel and that prophetic word that came forth and the things that were in the dream that would apply and everything that God uses her to say concerning life itself and the things that we face with all these challenges. So anyone that has a prayer request, we're going to take those first. Since there's no prayer requests tonight,
thank God.
Okay.
Thank the Lord. I don't know if this is a prayer request or what, but what I want to say is that I want to just tell you, like, one day last week, my stomach got to hurt in some kind of way, like a knot came up on my stomach, and it just hurted me so bad. It was just like it was almost about to just, I don't know, it's just a trouble pain I had. And I thought I was going to have to call my daughter to tell her to take me to the hospital. So I began to, it comes to me to put the prayer, you know, like we be praying on the prayer line. It comes to me to put that on my stomach. And you was on there and you was praying, and I put it on my stomach, and that pain moved from my stomach, and it stopped. And I hadn't felt it yet. So I just wanted to tell that on tonight because it was hurting. It was really hurting. But I thank God for the prayer, for the righteousness.
Praise God. We give God glory for that praise report and how God instantly moved. Thank God for the power of prayer. Even while we're praying, standing on God's word, while the water troubling, we be in it. God bless. That's a blessing, my sister. Praise God. Okay, that's the last one. Bless the Lord. We thank God for that praise report. At this time, praise God, we will start with Mother Alexander, Mother Willett, Mother McCormick, Mother Willett, and on down the line, if anybody else is on the line that want to share any remarks to the powerful word that God blessed tonight through our prophet.
I praise the Lord for the prophet. Thank God for using our tonight. God knows that prayer is the key. A lot of people still don't realize that. Doesn't matter what goes on here on earth, prayer is the key for the people of God. Believe. You send up a holy prayer, righteous prayer, sincere prayer, baby, you're going to get an answer from the living God. Because God said, if we pray. And so I'm glad when she bring it, and with the dream, she's right about that. And you see, when I look at this thing, when she went to the door, she wasn't have no spirit of fear messing with the prophet. That prophet said, I'm getting out of here. When they tell her, you Go ahead, cheat and hate around. A lot of people believe, I'm going to stay right there. Use that wisdom that God gave us. When those big men came to the door, baby, that was time. That God was in charge of that. That was time for you to, you get the door outside, and she didn't stay at the door by fear. She said, okay, I'm getting out. So she came out, let the big man that God sent who to tell. Sometimes we have dreams, and we better remember that. God will give us dreams sometime. But when the wisdom come, baby, do what God wants you to do. Don't stay up in there. She make her way out. Let the big guys, them go in with them. They do what they have to do. But I thank God for that dream, because dreams is significant, baby. Some dreams can protect you from situation that you don't even know going on until when you open your eyes. That was the dream I had last night. That was the dream. But I thank God for using you to let us hear about your dream, baby. Thank God for you, prophet. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Mother McCormick and Mother Willette and whoever else.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Hubbard, and praise the Lord for Prophet Bird. I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God I was right down where you were talking about different things. And I like that part where a lot of time when I be telling the kids about how the mind, you know, about your mind, when things come in your mind, that you have, it's like in a thought, in your thought, like in your thought, you have to learn how to cast down those imagination, because that's where the enemy wants, that's where the battlefield is in your mind, and that's where they want, that's where he want to plot stuff there in your mind, and he wants you to remember and think over, like you were saying about, I was writing something down where you said we can't let past things stay in our mind and play in our mind, and that's how the enemy wants to do. He wants us to go back and just let that mess, stuff that have happened, just play in your mind. But I've learned that we have to cast down those imaginations. So I thank God for, I'm not saying a whole lot, but I just thank God for what you have said on tonight, because I enjoy every bit of it, and it helps me, because special as going through a lot of things in the mind thing, it really helped me, and that's one thing that I want the Lord to help me with more and more, is to continue to learn how, when things try to come into my thought, that I would know that's not true. It's not for me to think on. It's for me to cast that mess down, or whatever it is that's trying to come into my thought life, that I know that is wrong. So I thank God for what I am learning in these days and times through the Word of God. So love you, Pastor.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just got on the phone a few minutes ago, so I ain't heard very much, so I'm going to have to go back and re-listen. But let me just give glory to God, because I promise you, all of my life, God has been faithful, and God is faithful. And I thank and praise God for that little tidbit that I did get, but I've got to go back and listen to it, because I want to hear about the dream, praise God. So I'll go back, but I thank and praise God that God is yet using Minister BJ to open up this line and let the word continue to go forth, because people need to hear the word. And if they hear the word, receive and believe that word, they can live life to the full in Jesus' name. I thank and praise God. Brother Black said something the other night, praise God. He said, you're going to be blessed or get something within 24 hours. And I was blessed again today. I was blessed this week. And I thank and praise God. I promise you, it was a really awesome blessing. But my most important thing today was, God, I thank you. I know it's Mother's Day, but I don't want anything to get in the way of me getting in your presence and sitting at your feet. And it's been a blessed day all day. I went to play this evening because I was invited to go here, and it was a gospel musical, praise God. But I thank and praise God for what he let me experience. I thank and praise God for being the true and living God, my Savior. Glory be to God. He is faithful. Trust God. God bless each one of you, woman of God. I thank and praise God for him using you, Apostle, Prophet Bird, in Jesus' name. And I'll go back and re-listen. God bless you. Amen.
Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Anyone else?
Amen.
The line is open. Mother of Brother Pastor Sims.
I'll speak. Thank you so much. I'm so glad that I did get to hear what I did hear. I was in my house a little bit ago, and I came in from church, and everything was fine. I was in here cooking and doing what I was supposed to be doing, and a neighbor came to the door holding my mailbox. Somebody had come by, not with a car, but they came by and took something heavy and knocked the mailbox off of the stand that it was on. And so that took my time away, and I was sitting here waiting for the sheriff so he could investigate everything. But I'm at peace for what I heard. I appreciate it. And Pastor Bird always has something good to share with us. And we give honor to God for her and her obedience to always try to help and give us what the Lord has given to her. Thank you for what I did here. I'm grateful for that. And I ask you all to pray for whoever did that and whatever the reason. But I'm not disturbed about it. I thank the Lord that they didn't do no more damage than they did. But that's the reason I couldn't get in. But I want to hear about that dream also, so I will press forward to that. So thank you, and God bless all of you. Happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you.
Praise God.
Praise God, everyone. May I speak, Pastor Heather?
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Parker?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Anyone now? The lines are open. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted to wish everyone a happy Mother's Day, and I wanted to wish the fathers a happy Mother's Day that has bridged the gap for the mothers, for whatever reasons that the mothers could not be there or whatever the reason may be. We don't know what they are, and some are personal, some are impersonal, but whatever they are, we wanted to wish everybody on the line a happy Mother's Day, because I'm sure some fathers have been there when the mothers were the ill or even when they were in labor. So, you know, happy Mother's Day to everyone on the line. It's a very joyous occasion for everyone, even for those that have mothers that's gone on to glory. We must look at it the way I do anyway, that a death certificate on earth is a birth certificate into eternal life. With that being said, I will ask everyone to please lift me and my husband and my family up, as I will everyone else, in prayer. I'm still on the road to recovery. The doctors have given me an explanation, a scientific explanation, but we know the spiritual explanation is Jesus, as far as the clot that was supposed to have formed. The blood clot did form. They showed me the picture. A blood clot did form on my brain. However, vessels disintegrated around my blood clot to form into blood vessels. So therefore, it instantaneously turned that death angel into a gift of life. So I am a gift of life miracle angel. So I want to thank you all, prayer warriors, for gathering around me and forming that around me. And I thank you all. I did receive the scientific report this past Thursday at 8 a.m. So praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. We give him glory, praise, and honor. You got a purpose and a plan for your life, as the word has already said, and we know it too, according to Jeremiah 29, but it was also spoken in this word tonight, that God in the prayer that God has a purpose for our lives. Bless the Lord. We just need to live this life according to what his word is saying. Amen. All right, if no one else desire to have anything else, I'll check back again to make sure I got all the lines open, but Yep, they are. So in the meanwhile, I do thank the Lord, glory to God, for our prophet tonight with such a powerful word and how God blessed and how he did encouragement to us, praise the Lord, about the different stages that dream went forth and it lines up with, glory to God, our life and so forth, especially the time when she was in, when she was running, that how God blessed and he already had everything set up. Everything was already, do I have a line? Oh, yeah, already set up for us. Glory to God, no matter what trials and tribulation come through our lives, God have a plan, but he want us to be on that straight and narrow, because wide is that gate and that's that way in the world and whatever. This is only going to lead to destruction, but just the different areas and different things and stages she went through. And like Mother Alexander said, even when she got to that door, there was no fear there when they telling her in the background, the enemy saying, and knowing already, they told her that in advance, I'm going to destroy you, and help comes to the door. And normally, some people be fearful. You watch television, you see that a lot of times, and then sometimes in just in life, that fear demon can paralyze you. And it's like that person on the other end, and they so close, and the damage that can be done. As of, in this case, the woman of God said, she told her what was happening and whatever got through the door and whatever it is with those angels or whoever God had sent took care of that. But still, yet there were some challenges down the road, but she kept running. And how she had said, even when we look back, it's only the time, and I've said that many times too, when we look back, it's supposed to be only for a testimony. And so forth, when we use the example with the rear view mirror and the windshield in front of us, how wide that is. And if we keep looking back, we're gonna run into something or crash or whatever. But it's just a blessing how he used her in this dream and through all the things and the battles that we go on. But our trust and faith at the end of the day got to really be in the Lord. So we got to be anchored down, steadfast, unmovable, and know that, over to God, that God has given us weapons and that they are not carnal. We got to be fully dressed with armor. We got to have the faith, and we can't be walking in fear. But just so many things that God has blessed in giving you to say to us to encourage our hearts in the midst of all, and even when you were talking about the violation and even whatever kind of trauma we done went through in life, that we can't afford to allow that to stay in our minds and let the enemy play that over and over and put us in captivity and cause us, glory to God, to not be able to function and do what God requires and keep us out of the place of victory. And so forth, we got to get rid of that and tearing down the imagination. That's something he kept talking to us about, because that's how that influence with the enemy comes to influence us in our minds. He can't possess us. If we keep giving doors, open and backslide, yeah, he can get in that way. But if we fight in a good fight of faith and those thoughts going to come to mind, that's why he tells us to have on that whole armor of God and put in that, you know, because even when the book came out before then, word was spoken about and still is spoken about the battleground of the mind of what the enemy playing. But if we continue to do what God says, every imagination that exalts itself, use that word to bring it into captivity, standing on God's word, repeating his word, walking in obedience to his word, because it's not enough for us to know it in our intellect and get it in our spirit. But woman of God, you've done an excellent job in thanking God for that dream and bringing it forth and how God blessed. And even like Mother said, and we know that because not only things got revealed in the dream to protect us, he can reveal things yet to come. He can be able to encourage our hearts through it. Glory to God. And sometimes he may use the dreams and many times to bring awareness to other people's lives. And thank God this prophet right here is one that God uses in dreams, but he's used greatly a lot in interpreting dreams, not just her own dreams, but many other people's dreams, because God has blessed many times over the years to ask, you know, when to listen to the Spirit of the Lord and somebody give me a dream, and they're telling me, and I don't really have nothing but a small portion, or sometimes not at all, but the Lord will quicken my spirit to call the prophet Bird, and the Lord blessed him, like she's reading the paper to unravel it. She don't say anything till she can hear God. And sometimes it just comes speedily right away. Other times she's listening and writing things down. But when God do have her to speak, it unfolds up in, and it's beyond even your imagination in some of it. And some things and so forth, like they're just like, wow. So I thank God for her being true to seeking out the face of the Lord, listen to him when he give her a word, and listen to him when he give her interpretation or give her, and that don't mean that the enemy don't attack her sometimes because of the anointing that God has placed in her, even sometimes with the dreams. But through the power of prayer, She knows how to seek the face of the Lord, and if she has to call in reinforcement, she knows that too as well. And I thank God for the giftings that are in her life and that word and that, glory, at the heart that she has for God and his people and so forth like that to allow the Lord to use her. And it came with the cost, but the greater one on the inside has blessed her now, even with more and more, standing on God's word through it all to let God's will be done. And that's what we're supposed to all do because we're going to be challenged. So I just thank God again for you, but thank God we have victory and more than a conquering Christ Jesus. But we are not exempted from trials and tribulations because he said we will have them, but be of good cheer, he's overcoming come them, as we say oftentimes, and that is us. So those weapons, they're out there, but God has blessed us to continue to stand on his word. He's going to bring us through. So I bless the Lord for you again and pray God continue to keep you and encourage you, strengthen you, and glory to God, continue to elevate you as you allow him to take you on to the next level of glory to God of his anointing. And he says, our gift will make room for us. Hallelujah. We don't have to compromise or put ourselves on display and all this. We should always put him first and always exalt him, and he will put everything else in place for us. So I thank God again for you. It was inspiring, encouraging, wisdom, knowledge, correction, and whatever else, glory to God for us to be able to stand on. At this time, we're going to receive none other than the prophet. Glory to God for her remarks tonight. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Again, I just want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers and all those that stand in the gap for their families. I pray that God will keep and bless you. I pray in the name of Jesus that we will continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of the Lord, because we truly are in the last days, and we're going to have to stand. And this thing is sort of spiritual warfare that we're going to need in these last days like never before. And I just want to leave you with this. Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know that God has a plan for your life, and the devil can't stop or block nothing that God has for you. Stay prayed up. Stay in God's presence and let God speak to you and let him lead you in the place, in the path that he set before you before the foundation of the world. Because trials and tribulations, they're coming. Because the devil don't stop. But God has already worked out everything in your favor, and know that you have the victory. So I pray you have a blessed night, and God bless each of you. In Jesus' name.
Praise God. We bless the Lord, and then praise God for all of you, and thank God for those that came on the line. So all together, even the last few that even came on, it's still being nine of us. And for tonight, that is very still good. We praise God for what was said, and even for those that's going to be hearing it later and the ones that's going to be listening to it, even in the upcoming weeks and months and years, because it's a powerful word from the Lord as God's been blessing. I tell you, each time God bless a word to come forth with these men, and I mean, I say man and these women of God, and men too sometimes when they do come on the line, but just knowing that God is preparing us more and more how to get rooted and grounded in him and making us aware of the tricks and snares and plots and plans and schemes of the enemy, and for us to be in a place to know, he said that he'll not have us ignorant of Satan's devices, but he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So when we come into the knowledge of the truth, like this word even tonight, showing us, and even the revival that we're revealing certain things that we weren't even aware, or even some things we might have dismissed or overlooked, and bringing us into that place. So we're coming into the knowledge of the truth, and making us aware of some things that the enemy's been cunning and crafty with, and some things that may have had a little blinder on. So I thank God that he has wanted us to walk in truth, and he's revealing it to us. We just got to have an ear to hear and open to receive, and then walk in obedience to it. We bless God. Amen. That faith and trust. We praise God again for the word tonight. Thank God for the blessings of the Lord that added rich and making no sorrow, and asking him to keep us and shield us and pray life and health and wholeness and God send your blood covering over us with the angels being encamped over ourselves, our families, loved ones, our church family, and thanking God for God blessing and touching and encouraging and strengthening the mothers even in the middle of all that's going on. And sometimes it may not be death, but it could be a separation or whatever's going on. We pray healing and all of that, and thank God for those that are celebrating. Thank God for Sister Rachel's birthday yesterday and her out with her family and them taking her out to the beach and dinner or however. They are still out today. So we bless God. Amen. And thanking God for what all he's done and doing, and even for the upcoming events and things that are before us, and pray God's blessing upon Pastor Burton preparing for their celebration with the 30 years too as well. We just thank the Lord again. So we'll have our Monday night prayer. Pray we continue to bless one another and each other, and praying for glory to God to continue to bless the things that are going on in our nations and all Ukraine and over there in Jerusalem and Israel and this United States for a change. We bless God for all that he's done and doing, especially our youth as well, for those, against those brainwashing spirits, that it'll be an awakening and awareness and to hear the word of God. We love you tonight. Appreciate it. Thank God again for this minister of the gospel. Thank God for each one of you and this wonderful day I pray that you had with your family, your time, even if it was just church and home. So much to be grateful for every day. Happy Mother's Day to all. I try to send as many texts out that I could, all from this morning when I woke up and come. We got back from Nevada. Thank God for safely back home. Praise the Lord. And then from 6 o'clock to probably after 10, I was doing in Texas. I just got up and I'm not that finally got a nap, but it was just a blessing and even the responses. I thank God for all of you. I love you. And thank God again for our brother Black phone taken care of and that he wasn't sick and he's back over to God and with the phone line. So we thank God again for all God has already done and doing. Have a wonderful night, blessing, week. Glory to God, and pray God continue to bless and inspire and encourage you with a hunger for the word, but also spiritual and physical blessings as well. And we thank God again, and we're going to say good night. Shalom, shalom, and pray you meet up with us tomorrow on Monday night for prayer. Praise God. We love you.
Amen. And shalom. We love you all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the amazing grace. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Love you.
Love you.